Welcome to the Potluck Society. I'm Hugh Weber. The sun is shining here in South Dakota, and we have reason to celebrate. You've helped us exceed our wildest expectations with the first episode, so this is a celebration of you. And as a thank you for all you do, I wanted to record a special bonus episode of the Potluck Society and introduce you to one of my favorite South Dakota residents, Charles Badger Clark Jr. Though born in Iowa in 1883, he would move that very same year to the Dakota Territory and grow up in Huron, Mitchell, Deadwood, and Hot Springs. Badger would spend some time in Cuba, Arizona, and elsewhere before returning to South Dakota for good. He lived for decades in a one-room cabin in Custer State Park, built to host guests and filled to the roof with books. As South Dakota's first poet laureate, or as this cowboy poet preferred, poet lariat, Badger was known widely in his home state, but virtually unknown beyond. His most famous poem, A Cowboy's Prayer, was reprinted widely with author unknown. In the preface to Sun and Saddle Leather, it's written that the poems of Badger Clark are Western songs, simple and ringing, and yet with an ample vision that makes them unique among the poems written in a local vernacular. That they were born in the saddle and written for love rather than publication is a condition that the reader of them can hardly escape. From the impish merriment of From Town to the deep but fearless piety of the Cowboy's Prayer, these songs ring true and are as healthy as the big, bright country whence they came. These are the poems I'd like to share with you today, from here on the prairie to wherever you listen to this podcast. From Town by Badger Clark. We're the children of the open, and we hate the haunts o' men, but we had to come to town to get the mail. And we're riding home at daybreak, 'cause the air is cooler then, all 'cept one of us that stopped behind in jail. Shorty's nose won't bear paradin', Bill's off eye is darkly fadin', all our toilets show a touch of disarray, for we found that city life is a constant round of strife, and we ain't the breed for shying from the fray. Chant your war whoop, partners dear, while the east turns pale with fear, and the chaparral is trembling all around, for we're wicked to the marrer, we're a midnight dream of terror, when we're riding up the rocky trail from town. We acquired our hasty temper from our friend, the centipede. From the rattlesnake we learnt to guard our rights. We have gathered fighting pointers from the famous bronco steed, and the bobcat teached us repartee that bites. So when some high-collared heron jeered the garb that I was wearing, 'twasn't long till we had got where talking ends. And he et his ill-bred chat with a sauce of derby hat, while my merry partners entertained his friends. Sing her out, my buckaroos, let the desert hear the news. Tell the stars the way we rub the haughty down. We're the fiercest wolves a-prowlin', and it's just our night for howlin', when we're riding up the rocky trail from town. Since the days of Lot and Abram split the Jordan range in halves, just to fix it so their punchers wouldn't fight. Since old Jacob skinned his dad-in-law for 6 years' crop of calves, and then hit the trail for Canaan in the night. There has been a taste for battle among the men that follow cattle, and a love of doing things that's wild and strange. And the warmth of Laban's words when he missed his speckled herd still is useful in the language of the range. Sing her out, my bold coyotes, leather fists and leather throats, for we wear the brand of Ishmael's like a crown. We're the sons of desolation, we're the outlaws of creation, ee-yow, are riding up the rocky trails from town. A Cowboy's Prayer, written for Mother, by Badger Clark. O Lord, I've never lived where churches grow. I love creation better as it stood, that day you finished it so long ago, and looked upon your work and called it good. I know that others find you in the light that sifted down through tinted window panes, and yet I seem to feel you here tonight in this dim, quiet starlight on the plains. I thank you, Lord, that I am placed so well, that you have made my freedom so complete, that I'm no slave of whistle, clock, or bell, nor weak-eyed prisoner of wall and street. Just let me live my life as I've begun, and give me work that's open to the sky, Make me a partner of the wind and sun, and I won't ask a life that's soft or high. Let me be easy on the man that's down. Let me be square and generous with all. I'm careless sometimes, Lord, when I'm in town, but never let him say I'm mean or small. Make me as big and open as the plains, as honest as the hoss between my knees, clean as the wind that blows behind the reins, free as the hawk that circles down the breeze. Forgive me, Lord, if sometimes I forget. You know all the reasons that are hid. You understand the things that gall and fret. You know me better than my mother did. Just keep an eye on all that's done and said, and write me sometimes when I turn aside, and guide me on the long dim trail ahead that stretches up toward the great divide. That's Badger Clark, and that's a thank you to all of you that have supported and encouraged and written notes of just kindness. I appreciate you. We hope we'll see you soon here at the Potluck Society. And don't forget to bring an idea to pass.